and we're picking it up in Psalm 145. Now, Psalms, a lot of the Psalms, if not the vast majority of Psalms as we've been going through, I mentioned this a few weeks ago, were born out of really difficult circumstances. We've talked about how sometimes, oh man, I wish I could just write a beautiful psalm. Really? Because most of these deep, wonderful, beautiful psalms were born out of really difficult times that the psalmist went through. That's just the way life operates. But as we wrap up the book of Psalms, that's not so much the case. As we look at these last six psalms, there's no like hard times and Lord, just bash my enemy's teeth in and I'm so oppressed and I'm thrown down to the ground and all those kind of, you know, word pictures that we've looked at. Now, from here to the end of the book, it's like a huge crescendo of praise. In fact, in these short six chapters, the word praise is used just about 50 times. That was 5-0. 50 times in six chapters, the word praise, 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 praise. I mean, that is what this whole section is about, praising God. And the cool thing about that, the word praise, we throw that word around, at least I do so often, that I had to kind of back up sometimes. If you're like me, you do this once in a while. What does that mean? Sometimes the longer you are a Christian, it just comes out like, well, praise the Lord. But what does that mean? Basically, the word means this. It basically just means to boast. It means to shine forth. It literally means to brag on an individual, to brag on who they are and their excellencies. And so when we say praise the Lord, when the psalmist is exhorting us, praise the Lord, he's basically just saying, acknowledge, bless, brag